This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the ayes are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S. 47, the Senate having voted the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. The United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the fifth nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
While the nation is enthralled on a new Trump impeachment, some lawmakers in Washington are trying to get COVID relief to the American people. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The White House is continuing to urge lawmakers to get the proposed COVID-19 rescue plan to President Biden's desk. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said multiple business leaders and experts believe the rescue plan will get the economy to recover quicker than the current projections. Republicans think the $1.9 trillion price tag is too expensive. Republicans Senator John Cornyn also saying,
"We're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the number that the president has given us is a absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most."
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
In January, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said a plan will be available by late March. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
By a vote of 56 to 44, the Senate concluded it is constitutional to impeach President Trump. Impeachment manager Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Members of Congress, in the House anyway, were removing their congressional pins so they wouldn't be identified by the mob as they tried to escape the violence. Our new chaplain got up and said a prayer for us, and we were told to put our gas masks on. And then there was a sound I will never forget. The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. The most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump lawyer David Schoen.
It is an honor to appear in this historic hall of democracy, yet today that honor is tempered by an overriding feeling of grave concern. Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain. My overriding emotion is, frankly, wanting to cry for what I believe these proceedings will do to our great, so long-enduring, sacred Constitution and to the American people on both sides of the Great Divide that now characterizes our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, as always, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you can go. Our next guest is a incredible military historian, has written many books. Samuel Mitchum Jr. is going to be joining us to talk about his newest book, The Death of Hitler's War Machine. I took a special interest in this book. I love military history anyway, and Samuel and I talked about this the last time he was on. We were when he made mention of the Battle of the Bulge, and I told him that my father in World War II served under Patton at the Battle of the Bulge, so I was going to take especially interest in this new book. As he writes, he says, it was the end game for Hitler's Reich. In the winter of 1944-45, Germany staked everything on its surprise campaign in the Ardennes, the Battle of the Bulge. But when Americans and Allied forces recovered from their initial shock, the German forces were left fighting for their very survival, especially on the Eastern Front, where the Soviet Army was intent on matching or even surpassing Nazi atrocities. That's a short paragraph intro to our conversation with Samuel Mitchum. Samuel, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Well, congratulations on this book. This is, you know, this is awesome. You are such a blessing, especially to us who appreciate military history with all the writings. I mean, what are you up to? Over 40 books now, right?
Yes. I've kind of lost count on the number. I guess it really depends on whether you count a three-volume set as one book or is that three different books, you know. I've got one three-volume set, and I've written about four two-volume sets. Mm. But I try to keep it to one volume.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with each volume, I mean, each book that you deal with, I mean, it's not like this is just a passive narrative. I mean, you are doing a deep dive into these topics. You know, in this particular case, you were able to make use of German wartime papers and memoirs that probably otherwise wouldn't be available, right?
I did. I got to do some interviews with some people and got some things that other people haven't had access to, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting.
Uh-huh.
I tell an anecdote about a girl I met. Now, she was a woman when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a child in East Prussia when the Russians broke through. And her mother knew they had to get out of there. Her daddy had already been killed on the Eastern Front. And the Russians were raping everything from age 10 to 80. I mean, it was horrible, yeah. Gosh, when they took Berlin, four out of every 10 women were raped, and there were over 103,000 cases of venereal disease. But anyway,
and we're not even talking Hitler's Third Reich. We're talking the Russians, our allies, doing this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And her mother had to get them out of there, but the girl had no shoes. I mean, we're adults. If we have to make our shoes last a few more months, we can get them repaired. But kids' feet, as you know, they grow so rapidly. She was barefoot. It was January. The temperature was 0 degrees outside. And what her mother did is dipped her feet in cow manure and let it harden and did it again and again and again. And this girl had cow patty shoes.
Wow.
And she walked all the way across East Prussia, Zanzig, Carter, Pomerania, and half of Brandenburg in her improvised shoes.
Exactly.
And, and never had the slightest health repercussion because of it. She was in perfect health when I met her in the 1980s.
Wow.
So,
what a story, Samuel. I mean, can you imagine what this young girl had to endure? I mean, to do that, and probably even, first of all, her mother said, okay, we're going to make shoes for you. We're going to stick your feet in cow manure here, right?
Yeah, that's how it started.
Right.
And, the civilians tried to get out of there. They formed what they call treks of refugees, and they were strafed by Russian fighters and bombers. And, at least two of them were overrun by Russian tanks, and they reached the ports and got in line and waiting for ships. Sometimes they were attacked by Russian aircraft, but they wouldn't take cover because if they took cover, they would lose their place in line. They prefer to take their chances. And, you know, East Prussia's population when the Russians hit it was about 3 million. But between East Prussia and Pomerania, the German Navy evacuated, according to Admiral Dönitz, 2,022,000 people. So probably half the people of East Prussia were evacuated by sea.
Yeah. And you can't even imagine what they had to endure and experience in all this. I mean, here they are. They're leaving Dodge anyway, and to just even put a point on the human debasement, you know, whether it was the Russians or the Germans, you know, attacking innocent people, just wanting to leave their area for safety, and they're strafing them and killing them en masse. I mean, this is horrific.
Yeah. They got to the ports, and, of course, the ships were being attacked by Russian submarines. Leads to one of the stories in my book, Wilhelm Gustloff. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not. But it was the greatest maritime disaster in history. It was a Strength of Joy cruise liner that was rated for 1,800 people, passenger and crew. They crammed 10,500 people on it. It was torpedoed 25 miles offshore, sank 45 minutes, and only 1,200 people survived. So well over 8,000 were killed, which is five times what died on the Titanic. And that didn't bother the evacuees on shore at all. They still were ready, preferred to take their chance at sea, as opposed to being left to the mercies of the Russians. And it affected the troops because they put up a fierce resistance in the East, unlike the West, after your father and my uncle got through with the Battle of the Bulge, German morale in the West basically collapsed.
Yeah.
Especially after Remagen. They captured the bridge at Remagen. It wasn't as much a military victory as a psychological one. We did not use the Remagen Bridgehead to overrun Germany. But psychologically, it was devastating.
Yeah.
Because they stopped fighting. I talk about the Battle of the Ruhr Pocket. There were we captured 300,000 Germans.
Wow.
and we only lost 1,700 casualties.
Samuel, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Samuel Mitchum on the other side. Stay with us.
Sure.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with the prolific military historian and author Samuel Mitchum, Jr., his brand-new book, The Death of Hitler's War Machine, The Final Destruction of the Wehrmacht. Samuel, as you were saying, at the Battle of the Bulge, that was just another critical domino. The domino started to fall, you know, on the Third Reich. And it would appear, even at that point, that it was inevitable. But the Führer was not going to allow
his army to go down and retreat, that they were going to do so to the bitter end, weren't they?
Yes. Hitler intended to fight to the last drop and commit suicide, and of course he eventually did. By the end of the Battle of the Bulge, it was obvious to any informed observer that the days of the Third Reich were numbered. And, but Hitler refused to accept reality. And I think part of it was his drug abuse. He, I got a copy of Hitler's doctor's journal, medical journal of Adolf Hitler. And sometimes with a historian you get lucky. I had a fishing buddy whose daughter was a medical doctor and had her own medical corporation. And she had some of the drugs listed, scoped out and find out what they were. You know, some of these things hadn't been manufactured since the late 1940s, early 1950s. And the conclusion was he had a vitamin toxicity. He was taking so many vitamins it would have killed him. He was addicted to amphetamines or speed. And what blew me away was the active ingredient in his eye drops was cocaine.
Wow.
And he took up to 19 applications of the eye drops a day.
19 a day? Wow.
Yeah. And four or five drops.
So he's constantly under the influence here.
Yes. It's, I think, one of the explanations for his irrational behavior. Because, you know, he'd be raving one minute and perfectly rational the next, and in the depths of despair or the heights of optimism, saw victory just around the corner sometimes, and other times reality set in. So you never knew what you were going to get when you talked to Adolf Hitler. General Belding came in, and Hitler started the conversation with, Belding, I will have you shot.
Oh.
And he was friendly with Belding by the end of the interview and gave him command of the fortress of Berlin. And, of course, Belding walked out of the room, turned to another general and said, I would prefer he had me shot. But the Germans did have a sense of humor. I guess it was a gallows humor.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, they joked about the American air raids and said if they continue bombing Germany, the Americans are going to have to start bringing their own targets. There's nothing left.
There's nothing left.
Before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned, you write about the loss of the air war that happened in 43 to 44. And at that point, it left the German cities just vulnerable.
Oh, yeah, they were just blown away. 90% of the buildings in some cities were destroyed. Everybody had to double up. The only person I know, the only person I know who didn't have to share their home or their rooms was the mistress of the police president of Berlin. Even Goebbels had to live in the same room as his family. Everything was pretty much blown away. And, of course, Stalin asked us to bomb Dresden, which was a cultural center. And we firebombed it. And at least 100,000 people were killed, possibly as many as 125,000, which was in one raid, more than were twice as many as were lost in the entire Battle of Britain. You could see the fireball 200 miles away.
Wow.
And caught the asphalt on the streets on fire. And streets burn about 750 degrees Fahrenheit. So it was pretty rough time to be a German.
Well, exactly. Well, and on top of that, I mean, again, which I think leaves, you know, a lot to be understood, is why the United States would, you know, so ally with the Russians. I mean, it's one thing, but then to allow them to make, you know, military decisions that would involve the destruction, the mass destruction of humanity there in Germany. I mean, and of course, you know, this is prior to the bombing of Hiroshima. I understand that. But it's just that, wow, I just think the psychological impact that this must have had on both sides, you know, people fighting that war had to just be incredible.
Like I say, it was really two different wars. The Eastern Front was one, the Western Front was the other. The Western Front, the German soldier could surrender and reasonably expect to be taken prisoner and get back home in a year or two.
Right.
And that made them much more ready to do what the Germans called the double Hitler salute.
Mm.
That's when you raise both hands in the air.
Right.
In the Russian front, it was quite the opposite. Those boys fought hard. I remember, well, in my book, I talk about it. Walter Nehring, he was, in my opinion, the best Panzer general in the war.
Mm.
He had commanded the Africa Corps before he was wounded. And he was commanded 24th Panzer Corps on the Eastern Front, and he was surrounded by seven Russian armies. An army usually has about three corps, so he was outnumbered at least 7-1.
Wow.
And he formed a mobile pocket. It's totally, you know, a circular egg-shaped pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And took his Panzer Corps all the way across East Prussia and reached German lines successfully. And when he got there, he had more civilians inside the pocket than he had soldiers. I thought it was one of the most incredible tactical feats of war. Hitler rewarded him by giving command of a Panzer Army, but he never promoted him because Nehring had stood up to him.
Mm.
And some of the generals did. Von Socken commanded the Ostdeutschland Panzer Corps. He some people thought he was asking to be shot because he entered the Führer conference wearing his sword, and you were not allowed to wear a weapon in the presence of the Führer at that point.
Right.
But he did, and he gave him the army salute, and of course, at that point, that was illegal. You had to give the Nazi salute or the Hitler salute. And he did not remove his monocle from his eye, and that was a sign of deliberate disrespect.
Right.
And he got away with it.
Yeah, in case you didn't understand me the first time or the second time, how about this one for the third time, right? This had to be an incredible opportunity for you to go do a deep dive into this topic, the death of Hitler's war machine. Big takeaway for you. We only got about 25 seconds left here.
Oh, well, it's fun to do. I think it's a fun read. It lets you know what happened, how the German Wehrmacht armed forces died.
Mm-hmm. And again, we'll remind us that war is absolute hell, regardless. Samuel Mitchum, Jr., his new book will be linked on our website. Thank you so much.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. The United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the 5th nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, as always the case, we have to realize first who our enemy is, who we're fighting against here. And our next guest is back with us, Cheryl Shumley. And she's written about it extensively in her book and in her columns, but her latest book, which we had talked about last time, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. Cheryl, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, Cheryl, there's lots to talk about. Well, first of all, in reference to your book about socialism never sleeping, it's interesting to note that post-election, there has been a dramatic decline in the interest of socialism. Voters, by about a 15% swing on average, are going, I don't think so. But, you know, it's astonishing that this is post-election. I don't know what they expected. It was clear. I think we heard very clearly, even though the media did everything they could to squash it, that the Democrats were leading the charge down the yellow brick road of socialism.
Yeah, I mean, all the warnings have been there for a very long time, too, for years, as a matter of fact. But, you know, if there's a decline in Americans' ability to stomach socialism as a viable economic and political policy in America, just wait till 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and the socialism will really be turning Americans' stomachs then.
Yeah, I mean, if they're already enduring and expressing voter remorse, boy, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like 4 years from now. I mean, out the gate, the president has become, Joe Job Killer Biden.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, these polls are a little bit whacked to me because, well, you cite that poll, but at the same time, there are other polls out there that show Joe Biden's favor and approval among the American citizens is above 50%. In one poll, I saw it above 60%, and that just doesn't match up with reality because I don't care how Democrat you are, how liberal-minded you are, this can't be good in your mind to see Joe Biden's first few days in office do nothing but sign executive orders.
Exactly.
Because there has to be some in the Democrat Party that still believe in the separation of powers and, you know, the legislative branch versus the executive branch and so forth.
Well, you would hope that would be the case. But what I'm concerned about, Cheryl, is that the momentum and the inertia of the left is so overwhelming that in much the same way, even for Republicans, I mean, look what it's doing, you know, to the Republican Party and what it's exposing there, the soft underbelly of these, you know, traditional Republicans.
Right. And you know, which is why I wrote the book, because there's too much socialism going on in America that we just don't call socialist. And it doesn't have to be the kind of socialism that screams like an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Right.
It's the subtle, sneaky socialism that we don't actually call it that. We call it something else. Mm-hmm. It's progressivism or it's democratic socialism. Well, it's all one and the same beast. So let's just call it what it is. And Republicans have been playing this game a little too long, in my view as well. They do it with business. They do it with opening borders to let in cheap labor, which actually leads down the road to socialism, just the same road that the Democrats take.
Well, it's like, you know, and I said this right after, you know, the elections, is that my question to everybody is, how has politics served you? Would you say that, you know, you're better off because of politics today, or are you worse off? And that I challenged our audience. This is, you know, we have to let go of our political affiliations, at least for a season, to pause for a moment and regain our capture and our imagination around first principles as enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. That's what draws us together. That's the unum of e pluribus. That's what brings the pluribus, the many, together as one. That you go down the Constitution and any reasonable, quote-unquote, right-minded citizen or wannabe citizen would say, you know, hey, I like those ideals. That's something I want for myself and for my family. And if we're not asking that qualifying question with all these things, whether it has to do with immigration, national security, the Keystone XL pipeline, energy independence, if we're not asking the question, the filtering question, if does that add or take away from first principles, then you find ourselves so fractionalized that we are where we are today.
Yep. It's the rise of partisanship and the death of critical thinking, right?
Exactly.
And
yes.
What you describe, you can look at the unions right now. They are feeling the effects of exactly what you described. Mm-hmm. When Joe Biden killed the Keystone Pipeline, he wiped out 11,000 jobs is what's been reported. I know the left is actively disputing that number, but it's 11,000 plus, 8,000 of which were supposed to have been good union jobs, right?
Right.
So that was a free market project. It was funded by private sources. So what he did was not only kill those jobs, but he wiped out a capitalistic system, a whole capitalistic endeavor. And instead what he did was he brought forward a multi-billion-dollar plan to take tax dollars for the next 10 years and put them toward research and development in clean energy. And that is something that if you look at to the bare bones, he killed capitalism and he ushered in a socialist takeover of a sector.
Exactly.
And it's all going to be at taxpayers' expense. And so look at that through clear eyes. That's how socialism sneaks in. And now you've got unions and Democrats who voted for Joe Biden thinking that he was going to continue the Keystone Pipeline out of work, suffering financially, and now waiting for the government handouts because their jobs are gone.
Yeah, because self-responsibility is out the door. You, in a socialist world, have to be beholden to the government. and the elites.
Yes.
That's if you don't conform, then look at you're censured, you're canceled, and maybe you might be subject to retraining down the road. But meanwhile, your family has been starving in the meantime, right?
Yes, but you know, in the Democrats' eyes, it's worth it because they are going to take care of you, and the way they take care of you is first for by stealing from Peter to pay Paul, right? They redistribute the taxpayers' wealth, and second by making you dependent on them, and that is the end game of the Democrats, of the leftists, of the socialists, because they're really all one and the same these days. It's to make individuals in America dependent on the government. And to do that, they will do whatever it takes to strip your ability to provide for your own self and your own family.
Yeah, forget about excellence. I mean, you now have entered the twilight zone of mediocrity. This is what rackles me more than anything else, Cheryl. I cannot even express it passionately enough, because it just so galls me. When people's giftings and talents are muted and compromised to the degree that the best they can hope for is to be mediocre.
That is the ugly evil of socialism, of all forms of collectivism. And this is why I absolutely detest socialism and collectivism and communism, because I believe that God grants every individual at birth certain talent, certain seeds of greatness that,
yes,
as you grow, you're supposed to use, and you're supposed to use for His glory based on a relationship you have personally with God. And socialists come along and they strip that idea right away, and they make it all about the government. They make it all about the collectivism. And if once you take away individualism and you put collectivism in its place, then why do individuals have the motivation to achieve, to succeed,
exactly,
to dream and realize? That's killed. It's a soul killer is what socialism is.
And at the basis of all this, Cheryl, as you allude to, it's service. You know, people of faith naturally serve. It's a natural outpouring of the gifts that God has given them, and they use those gifts to serve others. And when they do, I mean, they're more fulfilled and happier than they could imagine, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, you, as a Christian or as a believer, as someone who looks to the Creator, right, for,
yes,
individual rights.
Eight seconds left, Cheryl. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's pick it up on the other side of the break. I don't want to cut you off. We've,
sure,
got more from Cheryl Chumley after this. Stay with us.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To the whole point, I say, quit looking for revival. Go be a revival. Go be a revival of one. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Cheryl Chumley continues with us. She's the opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of the book Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. And to that point, Cheryl, as you were concluding right before the previous break here, this is why God established the church. And so the gates of hell, you know, cannot prevail against it. And so I guess, as you know, the indictment might be fair to make is that the church seems to be MIA at a time where it really needs to be engaged.
Isn't it, though? I mean, look at the last year and a little more than a year of the coronavirus, where churches were all too willing to shut down based on government orders, based on fear. And, you know, you could make the case that, okay, for a few weeks when we didn't know what we were dealing with, that maybe churches, out of an abundance of caution, were doing the right thing. But as the months wore on and churches still did not open their doors, and even today they're not fully opened as they should be, as constitutionally guaranteed in this country, it's amazing to me that these churches have been so quiet at the very time where people most need them. This is the purpose of the church, right? It's a huge purpose of the church, to be the light among dark times. And when you have church doors closed, that's not just simply symbolic. That doesn't just send a strong message of, you know, a symbolism that our churches are dying in this country. It's actual spiritual degradation that's taking place, and the left is using that to its great advantage.
Well, fear has taken over faith. That's what's happened, and which is amazing. And I think if some pastors heard that, it would shock them to think, you're right. You know, that's exactly what's happened, is we've exchanged faith for fear, and the government has us right where they want us, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, look, who uses fear to his great advantage? Satan,
yes,
right? That's
sure.
The tool of the devil. And, you can't have faith in fear. If you're following God, you do so without fear. And pastors are supposed to be the ones that are leading that charge. And it's been very disappointing to me to see so many churches just lay down and play dead by an executive order. You know, remember, these aren't duly passed laws. These are orders, and they're not even constitutional orders.
Exactly.
And having to go to court and make the case that you as a church have a right to stay open, that in itself is a recognition of a weakened church, because these are natural rights in America, God-given rights, the right to freely worship. And when you have to take steps to go to court to prove that you're supposed to be allowed to exercise those rights, that's an admission in itself that you've given government too much power.
Exactly, exactly right, 100%. This is what's happening, sadly, and when the church is to be the example. But, you know, Cheryl, one of the reasons that I came back behind the microphone, because I was running radio stations and building sales teams and that sort of thing after a break from being on the radio for many years, because I never thought that being back behind the microphone was going to be part of my future until about 10 years ago. And one of the things that shocked me about the church was to realize that so few senior pastors in the pulpit today hold to a biblical worldview. And when we talk about it, we're not saying, well, in order to hold to a biblical worldview, you must have graduated from a specific theological seminary or college or university or something like that. No, there were really just basic tenets about our faith and the Word of God and our responsibility to embrace the Grand Commission that Jesus gave all of us. Just some simple basic things. And to find out that, maybe just a little over 50% at that time, I think it's less now, held to a biblical worldview was shocking to me. And so here we are today, and as a pastor friend of mine says, Phil Hotzenpiller, he says, well, what's happened is that we have two churches today. We have the conforming and we have the believing church. But so few of the believing church. We have more conforming churches today, and that's the sad commentary, because when people come to those conforming churches and they're looking for the truth of God and a biblical worldview, that is vacant and void, and they go, wrong church. If this is what Christianity is all about, hey, I might as well just stay home. I'll go play golf and, go have my Denny's combo and live happily ever after and forget about God, you know?
Yeah, and, that's not love of neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not feeding people the truth, how is that really love? If you're only telling them what they want to hear, the inoffensive stuff that makes them feel good and makes them think that they're okay with God, that's not love of neighbor. And
yes,
that's the second commandment, right? Love,
exactly.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And, in addition to the watering, we've had some real infiltration of churches with the social gospel junk, that, for lack of a better word. It's the progressivism that's seeped into our churches, where it says that, socialism is biblical and that it's great that the government is moving in this country toward a more socialistic type of leadership and away from capitalism, because that's what Jesus would want. And I find that viewpoint abhorrent. And I think
there's no support in the Bible of that.
No, there's not. And yet this is what's being preached far too often in too many churches in America, and it's leading too many Christians astray.
Well, look what happened. I mean, let's just go back in our early history. The Pilgrims tried it out, right? One for all for one. And then you had the people that, to this day, feel like, they're here to be served and not to serve. And, they put their heels up on the desk or on the side of the boat, in that case with the Pilgrims. They didn't work, but yet they expect to be fed. And so it took about a year, and then the leadership said, that's okay. What we're going to do is give everybody land, go out there, fend for yourselves, and guess what happened? People started to provide for their families and do the right thing. But going back to what you said earlier, how socialism has crept into the system that has taken people away from serving and to being served, and their heels are up on the desk. Their talents are blunted, sadly. I mean, I think of all the people, generation welfare recipients. What a disaster. And I will share with you this one story. It was a friend of mine in Southern California. His mother was very gifted, talented, and she was a single mom, sadly, had a number of children, and was on the government dole. I mean, she was on the entitlements, taken care of. And what she did, her side hustle was, because she was good at music, she taught music lessons. And so that was her side hustle. That didn't count into the mix. I mean, that was just on top of the money that she got tax-free from us, we the people. Well, a socialist saw and realized, wow, she's very gifted. Hey, we're gonna give you a full boat scholarship to the University of Southern California. Wow, what do you like? You like that? Oh, wow, that'd be awesome. You're in music school, we're gonna push you to college. All expense paid, taken care of, you're going to have a college degree. So she goes to college, gets her degree, everything else. She's in the real world for about 2 years and says, I don't like it. And she quits and goes back on the dole. And, wow. I mean, this just it's just a shame, you know, of what how this paralyzes someone's brain once you start relying on the government. And that is, you know, it's beyond a safety net. It's beyond a crutch. It's so debilitating and to me, discrediting to the creator and to the creation that we would do this to people. This is the disaster of socialism when we rob people of their self-responsibility and their opportunity to develop and further their giftings and talents that they've been blessed with.
Yep, absolutely. And it's done in such a soft and warm and fuzzy, you know, feeling way. It's done on wings of deception that says, hey, you don't have to work so hard. You know, the struggle, you don't have to struggle so hard. Take a rest in me. I'll provide for you. And the thing is, we're conditioning Americans and America's youth in particular to think that if something comes hard, that there's something wrong with going for it, that it's much better to live the easy life on the government dole than it is to work hard. And I can tell you that nothing is worthwhile, really, in life that doesn't come with a struggle. I mean, exactly. It's the struggle that makes something great, right? Not mm-hmm. everybody can be an Olympic gold medalist, right? It's those who can endure the struggle. And that's why that little piece of metal at the end means so much, because it exactly. represents the achievement. And that's what every individual should have in life. And the government robs that when it wants to go down a socialist path. It says, don't struggle, just take the money from me, stay home, watch TV, wait for the stimulus check or the dole out, the entitlement. You don't have to work hard. But you're killing the souls of people, which is what God embeds everybody with.
Exactly.
With certain, right, dreams and visions and achievements and just greatness. It kills the greatness of individualism.
Well, without a doubt, Cheryl, you know, hearing you reminds me of that very sweet commercial that Toyota did during the Super Bowl. I don't know if you caught this or not. It was a brief insight into the story of Jessica Long. She's a 13-time gold medalist. She has no legs. Yes. She was adopted by by a family, American family. She's from Siberia. And they told her, they said, well, you know, hey, she's got a disease, you're going to get a child here without any legs. And the parents' attitude was, wow, we can't wait to see what God has planned for her. What an inspiration. I don't know how many dry eyes in the country were around the television that saw this story. It was so touching.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Good stuff. That's what God wants.
Amen. Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us. I so appreciate you and appreciate all your great work. She's the opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wall